Good evening, everyone. This is Andre Granner. You are now listening to the You Know What I'm Saying podcast. So, as you guys know, it is 2021. Feels like it was just 2020. Everybody knows that 2020 has probably been the worst year of everyone's lives. We had to deal with a lot of deaths. A lot of people died. A lot of known rappers. A lot of known celebrities. Just a lot of death. Just overall, COVID, people dying from COVID, just a lot of weird shit going on. But, you know, so we're trying to be positive here. We're now in 2021. It's January 6th. I am located in a small location in Tucson, Arizona. Everything has been going well with me. I haven't been on the podcast in a little bit, so, you know, a lot of people have been telling me to get back into it, so I'm going to try to start off, you know, so let's just get right into it. Today's topic is, we're just going to be focused on one thing today. As you guys know, today, this morning, a lot of white supremacists have basically rioted and took over the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. Now, when I was on Twitter today, a lot of people from Black Twitter, unquote, were giving me a lot of shit talking about, oh, you doing this, oh, you doing that, why don't you start, why don't you do that? Let me tell you how it all began. So, I woke up, seen the news. I tried to ignore it because I honestly did not give two fucks about why they were rioting in the Capitol. I don't see why you guys give a fuck. But I kept noticing a lot of people that I know personally and a lot of Black people in general just saying like, oh, if that was us, we would have got shot. Or if that was us, oh, this shit, we would have had tear gas and we was peaceful protesting on public streets and they did all that. But we got white folks fucking tarnishing the fucking United States Capitol and putting their feet up and breaking shit down and fighting police. And I really was confused as to why are you guys surprised about this? Take a moment. Why are you guys surprised? Why does this shock you that white people can get away with doing this? It doesn't surprise me at all. You don't know why Black folks are the ones that gets targeted for doing the peaceful protest, and a peaceful protest always ends up becoming violent by the hands of the police, the military, the government. That's because it's been like that for forever. Black folks have never had a right to do anything out like to revolutionize this country. And if a revolution that does pop off, everybody knows, all white people, white supremacists know that a Black revolution will be the downfall. Well, it's going to be like the uplifting of us, but the downfall for them. Now, this is just me just saying my piece. I'm going off the top and freestyling, so bear with me here if I sound like a little bit scrambled all over the place. But so when you guys look around and you guys see that people are getting ready for all this, you see like the police with all this tactical gear, and just understand, majority of that shit is for Black people. It's not for white people. It's like what else do you want us to say? Like, yes, all this shit is going to happen. If we was to riot the U.S. Capitol, it would be a sea of dead bodies, unquote. I seen someone say that. I'm going to leave his name anonymous. There would be a sea of Black dead bodies. But I don't know why do people think that the United, like, Black folks can make some shit happen in a revolutionary standpoint by being peaceful. It's never going to work out like that. Back in Jim Crow days and the white in Los Angeles and Watts and all that other shit, you seen, nigga, Black folks in the South and all that other shit, they were going toe-to-toe with the police and they were getting sprayed. They were getting dogs sicked on them. But one thing they did not do, nigga, they was fighting back at least shit. A lot of Black folks died then, you know what I mean? But shit, it got shit done. They got their point across. And they made sure that, okay, we got to at least calm this shit down a little bit. Let's try to make some shit work out so we don't have another one of these scenarios or situations and all everything like that. So with the white supremacists fucking going and getting what they want and fucking saying that, oh, me personally, I think the election is rigged, by the way. And I am not a Trump supporter, but I do think Trump is the best president that we ever had thus far. That does not mean I like Trump. That does not mean I condone his behavior and racism and all that and other, all that other shit. But as far as getting shit done, I believe Trump has gotten a lot of shit done. Yeah, I just went off on a tangent. Forgive me. But yeah, so the white supremacists, the reason why white supremacists feel like they need to get this shit done is because they feel like their rights are literally being snatched away from them. And we got patriots, unquote, and I'm saying patriots very fucking sarcastically. But this is what they do. White people been doing this forever. When they want some shit done, they go get it done. They don't give a fuck who dies. A white woman died today for that shit. And they about to turn the fuck up for that white woman who got shot in the chest and died in the U.S. Capitol today. As you can see, it's about to get real fucking hectic. I've been calling this shit out since 2014. I honestly, truly believe that President Trump is going to be our last president ever. I think we're about to go into some new world order bullshit. And just to throw this out there too, I think the election was rigged anyway. I think the Democrats rigged the election. I think some Republicans helped rig the election. But that's another story for another day. We're talking about what, as black people, what do we need to do from here? My answer to that is I think black folks really need to we got to learn from this situation and being able to see how they get shit done. And yes, it's going to be violent. And yes, I think a lot of people are scared to die. But, you know, black people are so fucked up. Like, I don't know if you guys notice, every time we get to rioting and all that other bullshit, you see a lot of motherfuckers trying to get clout. They want to post shit on social media. They want to fucking twerk. You see a lot of fucking weird ass shit. You see niggas out there trying to spit bars and shit. It's a lot of nigga shit goes on, and that's why a lot of shit don't get done. Them white folks walked into that fucking building and start smacking motherfuckers and start kicking shit, and they literally kicked down the door. Like, bro, you're gonna fucking hear us out, and they gonna get heard. You know, right or wrong, good or bad, you know what I mean? I'm not promoting this shit. I'm not saying this shit is a good idea. What you're seeing right now is white supremacy literally up in arms right now. They are literally about to give their lives for the shit they believe in. And all we have to take that and use that in order to get what we need to. We need to be able to organize together and come together and say, yo, look, we about to lay down our lives for this bullshit. Now, a lot of motherfuckers think they know me personally and know my personal situations. And they want to bring up, oh, Stacks, you was in the military, nigga. You went AWOL, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? Talking about we and all this other shit, nigga. You like white women and all this other bullshit. Okay, I'm gonna go down the list. Me being in the military and getting and leaving the military I left for the exact same reason motherfuckers don't like the country. Nigga, I was used, I was state property, I was government property. These niggas didn't give one fuck about me. So why the fuck would I try to, while I was not benefiting from them, although they were benefiting off me, why the fuck would I sit there and be in some shit I don't want to be in? Why would I let some other motherfuckers outside of myself control what the fuck I want to do? And with some shit I truly do not believe in. Like, why the fuck? Like, I would be a bitch ass nigga if I sat there wanting to fucking stick around on some shit I don't want to be in. It don't make sense. It just does. It doesn't make sense to me as to why I would want to sit around for that bullshit. Anyways, second thought. Oh, you like white women. Bruh, it's 2021. These white hoes is thick as fuck, fine as hell. I can't, bruh, come on, I like them all. But just because y'all see me the last couple of my bitches been white, that don't mean nothing. I love my black woman too. I love black women more than anything. My mom is a black woman. I have black sisters. I have black aunties. I have black cousins. I like, black women are the shit, bro. They are the shit. But we got to take responsibility. Just how, you know, there's a lot of fugazi ass niggas. It's a lot of fugazi ass black women. I'm going to say it again. There's a lot of fugazi ass black women. There's not a lot of black people, black women who take my ideas, my ideals of life, and they don't apply it to themselves. So why the fuck would I try to be with them or see myself being with them, or, you know, like, let's do this for example. I'm going to say 7 out of 10 black women would not talk to me if I dressed a certain way. They wouldn't. They wouldn't look my way. The music I listen to, they wouldn't fuck with me. The gifts I buy them, the time I spend with them, the things that make me happy would turn a lot of black women off. I'm going to let that sink in. And this is just my personal experience. This is my personal experience. It's just like some shit. But, you know, I'm trying to tell you, bro, it's a lot of fine black women out here, too. And I want them. They don't want me. I can't help it. There's nothing I can do about that. So if you know, if you see me out here with a Becky or Maria, shout out to my Spanish women, or, you know what I mean, let me think of a black name. Fuck. Whatever. You may catch me out here with a Keisha. You know, I don't mess with no Keishas. I just made that name up. Yeah, you may catch me out here with a light skinned Keisha or something like that. You know, my little ebony queens and all that. Because when I get one, you know, I'm gonna treasure them to the utmost, and I'm gonna treat them with the utmost respect. I'm gonna really treat them like literally a fucking empress or fucking, you know, Egyptian queen and all that other shit. I can't wait to do some shit like that. I can't wait to flex with my chocolate thing. You know, but. That's whatever it is. But to be able to, but to put a niggas, but yeah, playing the devil's advocate on myself. Sorry, I got a cough. I've been in the hospital with asthma. To play the devil's advocate on myself, it is very true. You cannot really be for a black cause if the women you date are not black. So I can see why a lot of people would say that. And that's not a fucked up way of thinking. I got to be real with myself. So I can see how motherfuckers be like, oh, this nigga's fucking with the opposition. You know what I mean? This nigga's not really all the way in, but I am all the way in. If I had a white friend named Tom, if I had like, this was today, that we was talking on Twitter today. They was talking about, oh, I was telling niggas I was ready to die right now. If we went to the Capitol right now and we seen all them fucking looters and all them, oh, well, not looters, but what the fuck you call it? They looted the U.S. Capitol building. I was ready to go there and we was going to brawl. We was going to fight them all. I would do some shit like that. But niggas not really cut like me. Niggas, you know what I mean? And although you got to be strategic at the same time, these niggas, they was deep as fuck. Deep as fuck. If there was a group talking about, yeah, we're organized. If there's a black group, white, black, whatever group talking about, we're about to go and be the anti of this shit. We're about to go there and whoever's doing that shit that we don't like what the white supremacist is doing, we are going to combat that. I am all for that. And I'm willing to die for that shit. That's like the warrior mentality in me. It's just like, it's in my blood to be a warrior. So like, I would do that shit and I would do that shit. But like, I'm not about to be a martyr to prove a point. Because you niggas don't give a fuck. Y'all don't. Y'all really don't give a fuck. Y'all like the laughs. Y'all like the aesthetic of being mad. Y'all not are actually upset. And I honestly, truly believe that some of y'all niggas don't even know what y'all want. What do y'all want to get out this country? Okay, Stacks, what do you want to get out this country? So I live in Arizona right now. The Native Americans in Arizona, they get a fucking check about every month for nothing but being Native American. My bare minimum is all black people in the United States. If you're a foundational black American, if your parents were born here, if your parents were slaves here, grandparents were slaves here, and you're a descendant of that, I feel like you should get a check, period. Let's just start there. That can solve a lot of shit. I don't give a fuck what you do with your check either. You can go buy the newest J's every month. You're going to be the freshest nigga on the block and your designer. But if there's some niggas who's going to take that and capitalize off of it. So let's just start there. Bare minimum, respirations. We need reparations. I said respirations. God damn, I've been fucking asthma kicking my ass. We need reparations as black folks, period. Point blank. That's all that shit. Just give me a check. Give me a check every month and we can settle with, I can try to deal with the systematic racism. Just give me a check so I don't have to keep living the way I'm living. You know what I mean? Just give me some cheese. Although, you know, the money is not going to make shit better. It's not going to make you feel like some shit is going on in your head to where, like, you know, you feeling better, but you're still in a fucked up situation just because you got a little bit of money. But shit, as a collective, if black people can get some money, because we make shit, we are the oil of this country, but we spend our money on bullshit. The little money that we do get, we try to find like feel goods and try to do shit outside of ourselves to just escape that reality. But if our reality was changed by majority of us having some money and being able to, you know, invest in some shit, because a lot of people are getting business savvy and, you know what I mean, they want to be their own person. They're trying to get something and make it their own and be able to, you know, capitalize off of it. So if we can just find ways to get us some money and we can capitalize off of it so we can start leaving things for our families and things like that, I feel like that would be step one. Now, in order to get there, am I willing to die for my kids to have reparations or my kids' kids' kids to have reparations? Hell yeah. Everybody should. Nigga, if they said, nigga, we're about to start a civil war for reparations, nigga, I will be the first one to sign up. Why not? I signed up for the military to do some bullshit I didn't want to do. Why not do some shit that's actually going to benefit all of us as a collective? I would do that, most definitely. But then we got these motherfucking Twitter activists who never been about shit in their life. Like, literally, never been about shit in their life. Like, when I say never been about shit, they are never going to be about shit. I could spit on them in the face. They're not going to do shit. They're soft as fuck. They're going to leave and get on Twitter and type about me spitting on them. And you may get a couple niggas who I spit on them and they feel like they need to do some shit back. But those are the niggas who I would literally fuck up. Like, I would beat your damn ass. Like, I would beat your head and I would literally step on you. Like, literally. And when I say step on you, I literally mean I would beat your ass. You are on the ground and I would step on you. Like, literally. Like, you would get stepped on. Like, literally. In literal terms, you would get stepped on. Literally. But, yeah, so it's a lot. I know this shit is probably, you know, I just want to, like, a few of my listeners just to hear me out, comment on this. Damn. Damn. But, yeah, I want a few of my listeners to listen to this. Give me some feedback. I would like to, you know what I mean? Just let's see how this thing is going. You know, I'm going to try to give you guys an episode about every week now. My life is starting to get back on the right track. I've been going through a lot of things. If you guys haven't noticed, then follow me on social media. So I'm starting to get my life back turned around. I'm starting to think right, drink right, eat right. Still drinking a little bit more than I should be. But I stopped smoking weed due to probation. Shout out Crystal. Yeah, though, bro, you know, we just about to get this shit. We got to get this shit on the road, man. 2021 is going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. And that can go either way. It's going to either be a good year for us or it's going to be a good year for them. Either or. Good, bad, or ugly. Niggas got to be with this shit. Niggas got to be willing to die for this shit. And that don't mean niggas got to die tomorrow. You know, niggas, because niggas like their lives. You know, niggas like the comfortableness they live in. They like to be able to go to work and come home, play the game, smoke they weed and drink they drink and go out and club and fuck a few random hoes here and there. They like that comfortability. They like shacking up with a bitch who they don't like. And, you know, they like the comfortability of that. They like the security of not being able to stand on their own 2 feet. Although they may think they're standing on their 2 feet, they're really not. They're just all involved into the fuck shit of just the security of white supremacy, because they really don't want to handle the business on themselves, and they're really not trying to go all in. They want someone else to go all in while they watch and tweet, which makes no fucking sense to me. And that's the type of shit like, bro, I don't even know why I'm talking to y'all niggas. Y'all niggas suck. Y'all not hitting no shit. Y'all never gonna be hitting no shit. Yeah, I'd rather, bro, if this shot, rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman and T'Challa, whatever, aka T'Challa. Give me, if I had a group of them bitches, the warriors in Wakanda, I would take them over any motherfucking body. Give me a group of black women who ready to fight. Cause y'all niggas not gonna do shit but tweet and talk. And then we got a couple women who not gonna do shit but tweet and talk. So give me a few of the warrior class niggas. And that's really what it come down to. I'm glad I said warrior class. We got to get a group of black individuals who are specifically the warrior class. We got to start breaking this shit up. We need the intellects, like the scientists, we need the laborers, like, the shit that's going to keep, the like, our fucking shit running and going and fixed and shit. And then we need a group of the warrior class. Motherfuckers who literally their only job is to fucking protect us and fucking fight and, like, fight for our rights, literally. We need a warrior class. The warrior class needs to come out in 2021. So I'm going to leave off here. You know, this was a very short podcast just to get me back into the groove of things. You know, I'm either going to name this podcast Warrior Class versus... I don't know. I'm going to think of the name. It's got to be clever, though. It's going to have something with warriors, though. Or it may have something to do with the white supremacist, Confederate, the coup that's been going on, and everything like that. Oh, and by the way, I am coming out with a book. It's going to be called The Ghetto Gospel. It's going to be directed towards inner city youth about the underworld and how to play the game right and how you can play the game wrong and how the majority of individuals have been playing the game wrong in the underworld. And there are ways to, you know, although you're living in a fucked up situation, there are ways to go about it the right way. And that's what this book is going to be about. I finished the rough draft while I was locked up. I just started doing like the official rough draft, like on actual line piece of paper and not like jail paperwork and shit like that. So once I finish the rough draft, I'm going to type it up. I'm going to try to look for some publishers, you know. I'm gonna try to make this book real, you know, real affordable for everybody. But I need you guys to go out there and buy that. What else? And shit, you know, if y'all want to see some change, man, just, you know, drop it on the comments. You know, let me know. Hit my email, GrantRashawnAndre@gmail.com. Text me. Hit me on social media. DieRichDre. Add me on Snapchat. Saying Stacks. Yeah, so we about to start this off right. I hope you guys enjoyed You Know What I'm Saying podcast. This is your boy Andre Grant, also known as Dre Stacks. Catch me at Die Rich Dre, and see you guys later.